Hello, folks. How you all doing? I'm Hank Wilson, Reverend Hank Wilson, retired Reverend Hank Wilson, and welcome to another message dealing with us doing our best to live a true Christian life today. What happened to us? Why have we as American Christians become so mean, so unfeeling, so uncaring? Why are we allowing our leaders to poison our minds, to teach and promote hate? They are turning us into monsters, and that is the exact opposite of what Jesus taught. And yet I see many ministers and preachers happily embracing the theology of hatred and lust for money and power. Here in my home state of Texas, two of the most powerful men in the state both claim to be ministers. And they are also billionaires. Now, I'm not saying a person shouldn't be able to make a living. In fact, I don't know any rural minister who doesn't actually have two jobs to support their families. But billionaires? How on earth can they claim to be disciples of Jesus when their focus is on the acquisition of earthly wealth? In fact, you cannot. Jesus teaches us in Matthew 6:24, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. And yet, that is exactly what this new generation of American ministers wants us to believe, that we can. So let's take a look at exactly what we are taught both in the New Testament and the Old Testament about our behavior. First, let's turn to Titus, chapter 2, verse 7. In everything, set them an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity and seriousness. Now, to break this down, Paul is admonishing the leaders to set the example for others. How? Well, first by doing good, by actively showing that they are followers of Christ, that they have truly accepted his teachings and are implementing what they have been taught. Then the second part is by teaching, not just in the words they use, but how they present their teachings. If we are to teach others about Jesus, we cannot say one thing and do another. We have to have integrity, which is honesty, and we have to be serious about it, not hypocrites. We need role models. Exactly who is the ultimate role model? Well, in 1 Corinthians 11:1, Paul writes, "Well, follow my example, as I follow the example of Christ." Now, that makes sense, but Paul never actually met Jesus, and not in real life. He met him through a vision, which is just as real, but others saw Jesus on a daily basis. So I have an example for you about how we are to behave based on how those early apostles behaved. It's in the book of Acts in chapter 2. We are told about how the Holy Spirit descended on the apostles on what is known as the day of Pentecost. What many ministers and Christians often overlook is the example they set after the Spirit descended and Peter spoke. We find it in verses 43 through 47. Everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles. And all of the believers were together and had all things in common. And they would sell their property and possessions and share them with all to the extent that anyone had need. Day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved. Now, I don't know about you, but that sure doesn't sound like the actions we see in many of today's modern churches or among those who proclaim they are Christians. Now, I realize the vast majority of us are not going to sell our possessions and use the funds to help the needy or to even share. There are some who will, and I have known them. People who will reach out and help others. They are the ones who know what it means to be a good role model. But how can you and I make certain that we are good role models? Well, step one, just be accountable. Again, turning to Paul in 1 Thessalonians 1:4 through 6. For we know, brothers and sisters loved by God, that He has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit and deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. My mother used to always say that actions speak louder than words, and that's true. When people watch us, they get a real feeling of the true us. Are we imitating the Lord, or are we talking about imitating the Lord? Jesus walked on this earth for you and I, and it's up to us to make sure we are aware of any injustices that are taking place. We have to make certain that not only do we behave ourselves and do right, but that we also speak out against wrong. In Jeremiah 1:10, see, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. Now, the Old Testament, especially the prophets, are very interesting because they wrote and talked to the Jewish people about not becoming like those around them, but to instead remember to worship only the one true God. So when Jesus came here, when Jesus was here to fulfill the words of the prophets, things changed. Not only were the people instructed to worship the one true God, they and us were instructed to make certain of our beliefs, that we are to influence others for good. Why? Well, because otherwise you're wasting your gifts and time. Jesus told us in Matthew 5:13, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. I've often thought about this quote. I wondered exactly what it really means. Well, in olden times, salt was a very valuable commodity. It was used and still is used to preserve certain foods. To add to foods in general, it was and is a key component of life. Jesus is telling us that as His followers, we are very valuable, that we are a key component of the life of others, especially if we remain true to our faith, especially if we behave as we know we are supposed to. If we fail to follow His teachings, if we fail to be an example that others can follow, then we're pretty much just like everything and everyone else. And we will be, and often are, just a part of the problem instead of being part of the solutions. We can keep our role and maintain our special character by simply becoming servants. Remember, Jesus came to serve. We are told in Matthew 20:28, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give His life as a ransom for many. Today, so many of us believe it's all about us. It's not about doing for others. And again, that contradicts everything we have been or should have been taught. And as what we find in John 3:1-5-8, beloved, you are acting faithfully in whatever you accomplish for the brethren, and especially when they are strangers. And they have testified to your love before the church. You will do well to send them on their way in a manner worthy of God, for they went out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. Therefore, we ought to support such men so that we may be fellow workers with the truth. Way too many of our fellow Christians today are demanding that we turn our backs on strangers, that we not let them in, that we ignore their plight. Now, I'm not advocating wild open borders, and I do believe that if someone comes into our country and breaks the law, then they need to suffer the consequences of their actions. I am saying that the blanket hatred that I see many so-called conservative Christians direct towards migrants, the poor, and others might as well be directed by Satan, because it's sure not what Jesus told us. How do I know that? Because He told us what He was going to look for when we stand before Him in judgment. Matthew 25:35-36. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. It's time for Christians to stop behaving badly and instead start setting a real example of how to behave as Jesus instructed us to do. Enough with the hate. Enough with the condemnation of those different. Do I believe we should condone every sin? Of course not. I do believe that we, you and I, have the responsibility to show people how we have been taught to act. Show, not just tell. Until we do that, we are hypocrites. That's going to do it for today. Remember to understand what type of role model you are for others. What type of example are you setting for your children, your coworkers, strangers? Make sure you are honest enough with yourself to understand your impact on others. For example, do you try to influence others to do good, or are you serving others, or are you just putting yourself first? Well, check out my website. You're already here, ctcministry.org. Follow me on Facebook. That's at Historical Christianity. That's Historical Christianity. Until next time, remember, open your Bible, read the Gospels. Remember, we are called to be Christians, not just talk about being Christians. Thank you, God bless, and peace, y'all.